America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
In a summer packed with turds, you won't go bananas for The Legend of Tarzan. You'll probably throw poop at it. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0101.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face.
Oh, thank you. Alan Cable, it's time for today's Kook Watch.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone.
This lady in Alaska thinks a bear can understand what she's saying.
I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. That's what I'm going to do to you.
Huh. I don't think the bear liked it.
Go away. No, get away from the kayak.
If she just would have left the bear alone, he probably would have walked away.
Stop it, bear. Stop it. Bear. Bear. Bear, you're breaking it. Why are you breaking my kayak?
Why did you pepper spray me? I don't know about you, but if I were the bear, I'd be running from her voice.
Why are you here?
Incredible as it may seem, the bear isn't talking.
Oh, bear!
Why does she keep calling me bear? My name's Bobby.
Bear! Oh, bear!
And I thought Goldilocks was annoying.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Animal rights groups tell us that pet flipping is becoming a growing problem because of a rise in the use of social media. Pet flipping, if you don't know, is when a person, you know, sees a pet on social media websites and then they get or buy that pet with phony information and then sell the animal just to make money off of it. Now, the really bad news is that pet flipping is legal. Because pets are, you know, considered personal property. It's like selling a sofa. Oh. So people can sell them like they sell everything else. But in Iowa, pet flipping is the main reason there. The unique Cedar Valley Humane Society requires people to sign a contract when they adopt a pet there. People are subject to fines then if they try to resell the pet or rehome it. And even their staff, they are constantly online checking, especially certain local websites, to make sure that their former shelter pets are not ending up for sale into the wrong hands. Animal advocates, by the way, recommend never, ever, ever giving away a pet for free, because even a small fee can deter a pet flipper, which will usually go for a free animal first.
That's the first that I've heard of this, the practice, pet flipping. And
no.
Yeah.
We've covered this on the show before. We've talked about it years ago.
That is, I can't believe people actually do that.
Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, and then a lot of, you know, people that get these animals for free, turn them in and make money from labs. They turn them over to research labs as well.
You know, right. If you're looking for an animal, first of all, don't go to Craigslist. You got to go to the shelters because that's where they're hanging out. That's where there's the legit animals are hanging out. And if you need to get rid of an animal, which, you know, is kind of weird for me, it's like getting rid of a family member. But I can understand there are people that do that. If you do, please do not offer them up on Craigslist. And as Lori said, put a little price on there because that really can deter these people from taking them for nefarious purposes.
I have a couple of family members that I would get rid of.
There are family members you would give away for free?
Two-legged.
Yes, not pets. Not my pets, but yes, yeah. There's family members that I would.
If you do need to, and I hate the word rehome because I think it's just an excuse for getting rid of a pet. But if you do need to find another home for a pet, instead of taking it to a shelter, please first contact a local rescue. And there are many breed-specific rescues, and there are many types of rescues that also take cats and any kinds of dogs. If you're not familiar with the acronym BSL, it stands for breed-specific legislation, and that's where certain breeds of dogs, usually, you know, the pit bull types and their owners, are discriminated against because the breed of the pet has been banned in a community. Now, pet owners know how difficult that it can be to find housing when you have a pet, but for pit bull owners, man, that can be nearly impossible to find a place that will let you also have your dog. So we introduce you now to a group called My Pit Bull is Family, which provides resources for dog owners all across the country with an always expanding database which lists all pit bull friendly properties. Now, the website is mypitbullisfamily.org, and they use an interactive map where pet parents can click on their state, and then a list of contact information for potential rental leads will pop up. But keep in mind, the term pit bull is probably not what you think. It doesn't actually refer to a specific breed of dog. It does get confusing, but it's often used as pretty much a blanket term, which covers a wide array of bully type breeds. And the most common dog that falls under that blanket would be the American Staffordshire Terrier or the Staffordshire Bull Terrier and the American Pit Bull Terrier. But there are also other breeds that have similar physical characteristics that fall under that bully type breed. And those would be boxers, Connie Corsos, a bull mastiff, and even English bulldogs are often considered to be pit bull type dogs. Just depends on who is doing the assessing. Mm. But statistics do show that nearly 30% of people give up their dogs because their landlord does not allow dogs, making it the number one reason that people give up a pet. I really like this mypitbullisfamily.org because they also offer a list of insurance companies that do not participate in breed-specific discrimination against pit bull types, and also some of those other big dogs that get bad names like Rottweilers, German Shepherds, and Chows. Hmm. Moshe was a seven-month-old elephant. Aren't baby elephants the cutest? Can you imagine? She stepped on a landmine. How horrific. This was in Thailand, and then she lost her front leg. That was 10 years ago. But this week, she received her ninth artificial leg. Now, Moshe is one of more than a dozen elephants who have been wounded by landmines in the border region near Thailand and Myanmar, where rebels have been doing a political fight for decades. But as Moshe the elephant grows, she's packed on more than 2,700 pounds since her little baby days, and her growth has necessitated some new legs to keep her artificial leg feeling comfortable and fitting well. The Thai Elephant Conservation Center estimates that there are between 2,000 and 3,000 elephants living in the wild in Thailand, but about 2,700 domesticated ones also. So that's almost a 50-50. Wow. In the past, a lot of Thai elephants worked in the logging industry where their agility and strength made them a big bonus to whoever had them. But the government there has since banned logging in the country's forests. That was back in 1989. And that put a lot of elephants out of work and no way to earn their keep or for their owners to make the money to keep them, except for giving them over to sanctuaries because the elephants had been domesticated. It's not like they could be set free. Alley Cat Allies, the only national advocacy organization dedicated to the humane treatment of cats, has announced that all cats, all communities, will be the theme for this year's National Feral Cat Day, which, mark your calendars, is going to be on Sunday, October 16th. I've participated in a few of these, and they are a lot of fun. Alley Cat Allies encourages cat advocates around the world to educate their communities about humane policies like TNR, or Trap, Neuter, Return, that will help to save cats' lives and also work to protect all cats and all communities around the globe. They say their goal this year is to inspire 1,000 different National Feral Cat Day events across all 50 states, and you can be a part of it. It's real easy to do, and they give you all the supplies and stuff, too. Just go to nationalferalcatday.org. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
And we go to Darlene. Hi, Darlene. How are you?
I have a three-year-old Pomeranian who constantly digs at his front paws. I mean, for hours on end.
Wow. Okay. And is he bothering any other parts of his body or just on his feet?
Just on his feet. I've changed his diet. They put him on prednisone for a little while. It didn't seem to help. Mm-hmm. I changed to the natural balanced food. It's just for hours on end. He keeps me up all through the night. He's miserable.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, does he have hair loss there or any kind of color change?
Nope.
Anything? Nothing like that. Just he's just chewing
nope.
away at those feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like some of the approaches that you started, because when we see a doggy that is chewing their feet, front feet, back feet, it tends to be a really a focus area where we can kind of call that a symptom of allergies. The tough thing is that there's a lot of things that can also look like allergies. For me, I always have to kind of take some samples, look at those feet area, because it's very common in the feet. We can miss some other things that can go along with that. And it does bother me. If the prednisone, a steroid, did not help with your pet's comfort, we might be barking down the wrong tree, if you will. So I want to make sure that we get some good eyeballs and evaluation of those feet areas. Some things we look for will be mites. We may see problems with yeast infections or bacterial infections in there.
Now, two months ago, they treated him for a yeast infection, and that went away. And the biting has not.
Well, I mean, and that's definitely good. But then that kind of bothers me, because if his yeast has gone away and he's still showing those symptoms, we may have some underlying allergies there. So some thoughts that I would kind of share with you as far as with diets, you know, there's definitely a lot of ways that we can go about with a pet with allergies. And just simply changing the diet isn't always enough. What we need to do is get very strict and go into more of a hypoallergenic diet. And there's some really good ones that your veterinarian can recommend. But even if you're not inclined to go that route, we can do some home-cooked hypoallergenic diets. And I have some local dermatologists that work with us, and sometimes they'll put a pet on a sweet potato pinto bean diet and just feed that and exclusively that. And if the symptoms go away, then we have a strong index of suspicion that we've got a food allergy. And then we can try to find something on it for a more long-term strategy. But just changing to another brand isn't always the same, because there's a lot of common ingredients in dog foods, whether they be proteins like chicken or beef, or there's something like a corn or a grain. So allergies happen with all sorts of things. So that's kind of that long story there. Now, some things I would encourage you to see your veterinarian for would be, if your pet's not already on a fatty acid, an omega fatty acid supplement, I would do that. And that's an oral, usually a liquid or a gel cap. One other thing that can help pets with bad skin disease, whether it's allergies or chronic infections, is something, it's a type of a spot on, and it's called a ceramide spot on. And this is something that's kind of new to veterinary dermatology, and it's really kind of, for me, it's helped a lot of my allergy patients. And it's basically a product that you apply to the skin, and it helps to restore the normal fats or lipids that are in the skin. And in pets that have skin disease, they don't have really good a protective barrier in their skin. So this is a way to help them kind of build up their defenses, if you will, against a lot of these skin problems. So ask for that. There's Allerderm has one. Duxo is another company that has one. There's several on the market.
Hi, it's Alan Cable with your Because We Love Our Pets watch. Arizona safety tyrant Matthew tries to tough it out in a car with the windows rolled up in the summer heat to illustrate what it would be like for your dog. It's only been about 2 minutes.
This is ultimately what it feels like to be a dog trapped inside of a car on a hot day.
It's 120 degrees in that car.
While their owner is probably in a grocery store.
6 minutes.
I seriously couldn't imagine leaving my dog in a car like this.
Tyron has to bail after just 8 minutes. Here's something important to remember about dogs. They can't sweat. The only way they release heat is through the bottom of their paws and by panting. So the heat is way tougher for them to handle than us. On a 90-degree day, even with the windows rolled down partially, the temperature inside a parked car can quickly reach 120 degrees. And 105 degrees is the critical mark for a dog. Their organs will start to fail at that temperature. If you see a dog in a hot car, every second counts. Dial 911 immediately.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.
The Movie Man's 6-Second Review starts now.
Featuring our best friends ever. It's no secret that The Secret Life of Pets is fantastic family fun. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.